from the book of Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. Here in the book of Luke, chapter 7, Jesus Christ is confronting Simon the Pharisee as he was being anointed by a woman who received forgiveness. Simon, judging this woman and judging the Lord Jesus Christ, thinks within himself that if Jesus were a true prophet, he would know who is touching him, looking down upon the woman because she is a sinner. Jesus responds to Simon in a parable, teaching him that individuals that receive much forgiveness have much love. Individuals receiving minimal forgiveness have minimal love, as evidenced in Luke chapter 7, verse number 47. Jesus Christ states, "Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." Here is a lesson for all of us. As Simon is contrasted with the woman, she acknowledged that she's a sinner. Simon did not. She acknowledged she needed Jesus. Simon did not. She lamented over her sins. Simon did not. She celebrated forgiveness. Simon did not. She worshiped the Lord. Simon did not. She believed that Jesus Christ would die for her sins, as evidenced that she anointed him for the burial. Simon did not believe. She received forgiveness. Simon did not. This woman believed that she needed the Lord and received forgiveness and celebrated the Lord receiving his love. There are individuals today that are missing out on the love of the Lord because they refuse to receive forgiveness from the Lord. They think that they're okay and have no need of forgiveness. And as a result, they do not celebrate forgiveness and do not love the Lord. Those of us that receive the forgiveness of the Lord, love the Lord, celebrate the Lord, and enjoy a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ through salvation, as this woman did in the midst of Simon's judgment. She washed his feet with tears. She anointed him with the ointment. She wiped his feet with the hairs of her head, and she received forgiveness from the Lord Jesus Christ. When you know that the Lord demonstrates his love by forgiving us, then we reciprocate and we love the Lord. Scripture speaks in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And she worshipped, and she praised him, and she celebrated, and she loved him. As we today should look up to the Lord, fall on our knees, acknowledge that we are sinners, and receive the loving kindness of the Lord through forgiveness, and love him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. For the scripture teaches in Psalm 31, verse 23, "O love ye the Lord, all ye his saints."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.